Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, you know, we got him last year.
Now, he's not a Cowboy fan. I'm not sure. Is he a Bengals fan or a Browns fan?
When I was little, I was all about the Cowboys because I go way back now. I go back to Roger Staubach, Tony Dorsett. And back then, you were either a Steelers fan or a Cowboys fan.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started to become a Bengals fan.
Yep.
And
you got your Ohio roots.
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, living in Nashville these last 8 years, I kind of follow the Titans.
Oh, so I didn't know you make your home in Nashville.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Wow.
And that's the voice, of course, of Kirk Herbstreit, the lead football analyst for ESPN and ABC. And well, first of all, Herbie, man. One of my favorite sayings of when you worked with Brent was when he would throw it to you the first time. Well, what do you think, Herbie?
Yeah.
What was it like working with Brent?
It's cool. I mean, I grew up watching him, you know, on the NFL, the pregame show that they used to have with Herb Cross and those guys. And watched him on college football, you know, when you were playing and I was playing. And then all of a sudden I'm standing next to him and he's saying, you're looking live. So it was cool. It was kind of a surreal moment.
Really was. So obviously Army-Navy this weekend in Philly, and it's a big game, and everybody's here this weekend, and it'll be cool to leave here and see the cadets and the midshipmen walking around in the city. What does this game mean for you as a guy who's considered one of the big college football people?
I love it. I don't know how you guys feel about it. It's kind of a throwback game. I mean, they hit each other so hard. There's no trash talking. They get back in the huddle. They play the next play as hard as they can. They hit each other again as hard as they can. And they do that for 3.5 hours, and it always comes down to a field goal or last possession. And then they sing the songs at the end of the game. Guys have eye black, and there's tears coming down. I mean, I think it's awesome. It's a great reminder of how this game is supposed to be played. And I look forward to it. And I love the style of ball, too. I like the option game. It's kind of, again, a throwback to the way it used to be played a lot in the 80s and 90s. And, you know, it's a weekend I look forward to.
Man, I got a chance to catch some of the college football show last night.
Yeah.
And they were doing the whole 150 years of college football.
Yeah.
And they did the little highlight package, man. And I'm sitting there like, wow, college football, it is truly, I mean, obviously the NFL is what it is, but college football, man, is America's next sport right there. And when you think about what it means to so many people, and as I was sitting there watching, I'm thinking back to, all right, I played pro ball for 9 years, but there's nothing like my college football career. There's
for
nothing
sure.
that I did in the NFL that matches how I felt about playing with those guys, being in those moments, playing against Michigan playing against Notre Dame in that game.
Yeah.
College football is just a special
game.
And
when you go back to your campus, whether you played or you didn't, those kind of memories are brought back for people.
Yeah.
And that's why it just never gets old for people. They love to go back to their school. They love to tailgate. It's different. I go to the Titans games. And I love the NFL. And I like the NFL when it gets to the postseason, like the Eagles enjoyed last year. It's just magical. But college, man, because every week you just feel this energy and this passion, this excitement. And I think that's the adrenaline that we all feed off of from the first week of the season all the way to this last one with Army and Navy.
Herbie, are you surprised how much the NFL's evolved to where the college game has never been as much a part of the program as
ever.
It is right now?
I mean, it's always the NFL's always filtered down to the college game. I don't know, you tell me, but this is the first time ever that I've seen the college game now going up, and the NFL coaches, I mean, Andy Reid, who's one of the godfathers of the West Coast offense, for him to say, man, I got to go find a quarterback, and I got to go find an offense that can allow me to win in the NFL. He basically had to learn that offense, and he found a quarterback in Mahomes that can run it. And forever, we've always seen these college quarterbacks, man, they don't do seven-step drops. They don't know how to run an NFL offense. The smart coaches are saying, the heck with that. Let's go figure out what they are comfortable with. Deshaun Watson with the Texans, Mahomes, Goff with the Rams, what they're doing with Chicago, Philly to a certain extent, The Browns right now with Baker Mayfield. I mean, it's everywhere. And I think 5 years from now, it's going to be even more. Lincoln Riley, to me, he's at Oklahoma. He told me, because I had to do the draft last year, he told me about 3 years ago I would have two or three NFL teams come and talk to me. And he said this past year I had about 30 teams come and talk to me. So everyone's trying to come in there and figure out this offense. And like I said, I think you're gonna, if you don't like it, get used to it, because you're going to see it more and more.
You like the Final Four they got for the playoffs? Yeah,
I wouldn't mind seeing it go to eight eventually. Okay. I used to be at four, and
I'm a six guy. But you like eight?
I'll take eight for sure.
The only thing is I don't know logistically how to do it. You know, you mentioned six, I'm mentioning eight. We're just kind of throwing a dart against the wall. Who knows?
Yeah.
You'd have to lose the conference championship games. And if you tell some of these guys that are doing radio that live in the South, hey, the SEC has to lose the SEC championship game, they'd be like, no.
Right.
No, that's more important to us than the playoff.
Yeah, it really is.
Because it doesn't even matter who's in that game. It's sold out, record ratings, record attendance. And they're record money. I mean, they're cranking revenue for that game. The other conference championships, it almost has to be a perfect matchup.
The matchup has to be good for
people to sell out the game. And so if for us to get to six or eight, we'd have to be willing everybody to do away. So I don't know if they'll ever come together and agree on that because the amount of revenue that's there for the SEC. But, yeah, I would like to see it in a perfect world. I'd like to see it go to six or eight.
But you like the four that's in? You think the four that's in there should be in?
No, I think Georgia should be in, personally. Okay. It's hard for me to watch Georgia play against Alabama in the last week.
Played them real well,
and say
too.
That that's not one of the best four teams that should be in the playoffs. So I think Georgia, I think they were a victim of the politics for the first time. And I'm not a guy to throw out conspiracy theories. I've been behind this committee for 4 years.
Yeah.
This is the fifth year. It's the first time in 5 years that I think the politics got the best of the committee, and that's why I think Georgia ended up getting left out.
John Marks and Ike Reese were live on Radio Row for Army and Navy, joined by the great Kirk Herbstreit, who is here in support of the game. And you're in town. How long are you in town for?
Well, I do college game day in the morning,
tomorrow,
up till noon, and then we take a train up to New York City. ESPN does the Heisman ceremony tomorrow night with the three candidates, and we give away the Heisman Trophy. So game day in the morning. We wish we could stay to watch the game, but we always have to get up into New York, up in Times Square, and later that tomorrow night we'll give away the Heisman Trophy.
So, Ike, you're an NFL fan too. You watch football pretty much all the time. Are you surprised the Eagles have had the struggles coming off the Super Bowl year? I mean, if you look at how they won last year, just how you drew it up, Nick Foles outplays Tom Brady, right?
Yeah.
So unexpected. And then this year you think that you have it figured out, and you really don't, right? I mean, are you surprised with what you've seen this year?
Well, the NFL, you know how it is. Anytime a team climbs that mountain, gets to the Super Bowl and they win it, all of a sudden guys are doing commercials and they're doing different things. Sure, you try to stay hungry. That's why you look at what Belichick and the Patriots do year in and year out, whether they get all the way there or they don't. There is still a certain level of desire. They don't have complacency that sets in. I have such respect for programs like Alabama, Nick Saban, Bill Belichick, and the Patriots, because it's hard, as the Eagles are seeing. It's hard to go for 9 years, 10 years, 11 years of just always being in the mix. They're not out of it yet. I mean, I just think that Philly last year had a lot of things go their way, not just Carson Wentz going down, but the ball just kind of bounced their way. It was one of those magical years, and we'll see if they can get it done these last 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
It's Mr. College Football, man.
Yeah.
He may not want that title. Mr. College Football right here,
it, man.
You are, brother.
It.
You are.
Thank
you.
Anytime anything happens on ESPN in this college football, you have a camera at your house?
I know where I'm at. Until he says it, it ain't official. It ain't official until he says it, man.
Kirk, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
And by the way, congratulations. I saw both of your sons are going to Clemson. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, what happened to Michigan State?
Well, they love Dino, but, you know, going to Clemson, staying in the South. Yeah.
Kirk, thanks, man.
Good luck, Kirk.
Guys. Appreciate it,
fellas. All
right. There is great Kirk Herbstreit joining us.
The great Kirk Herbstreit, man.
Yeah, he...
Herbie, man.
And his current guy, as he's still walking, Chris Fowler, who he works with.
Yes.
Chris is fine. Chris is good.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the Brent and
Herbie
booth.
Yes. That was the best.
I think Brent got to an age where it's like, you have to take him off before he gets himself in trouble. Meanwhile, the Raiders hire him to do play-by-play at 80. He's their play-by-play guy.
Well, nobody's going to hear him out there.
Oh, we'll be listening for what he has to say. The internet always hears him.
I thought that was Dick Stockton we were listening for.
Well, he's Yeah, I mean, he can stick around anything? As long as he wants to,
Did they start a chilling contest in here?
What are you talking about, Ike? I don't hear any background noise.
Holy smoke.
Yeah, that's not loud at all.
That really is a chilling competition.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.